Hartford. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Second hour here on Tuesday morning, the 2nd of April. And as I said earlier, we made it through April Fool's Day. So hopefully you didn't get burned too badly on some of the, and I use the term loosely, jokes going around on social media. So earlier I mentioned that I have an article about the Treasure Hill Thrift Emporium on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. It is a thrift store that opened up in November, and they have a new, well, not new, but it's been going for a little while now, a book swap program where you can actually bring in books from home, swap them out with books that are on the shelf there, up to 3 a week, and not have to pay anything. You're just trading your books for theirs. And that's led to kind of a, you know, a couple of different people were messaging me about books, and that kind of led to a little discussion here about borrowing books versus owning books. Because as I said, I had a big Stephen King hardcover collection that I was, you know, I'm proud to collect, but then what am I going to do with it? So I ended up giving it away, donating it. And I still have boxes and boxes and boxes of books in storage, plus stacks of books at home. I don't read nearly as much as I used to. And I will just see a book somewhere, and if I want it, I'll grab it, even if I know that I'm not going to get to read it for a little while. I'm somebody that likes to own books, but I also love libraries. Now, again, I don't use the library as much as I used to, but that was my lifeline back in the day. That's how I got books. And so the question becomes, you know, why do people jump through all these hoops to get books, but they don't go to the library and utilize the library? Are you somebody that would rather borrow a book, or are you somebody that would rather own a book? And I think it's very interesting to find out people's reasons why they prefer to own a book. See, the library is a great idea, especially where you're getting a nice hardcover book that's, you know, $50 now, 30, 40, $50. You can just go and get it from the library. You got 2 weeks to read it, bring it back, move on to the next one. And if you want to read it again, you can always go back and get it again. And if you really, really love it, then you can go and get it for yourself. But I think that there's a lot of people that say, no, I don't like the library. I mean, I know voracious readers who just won't use the library. They'd rather buy the books. So what kind of person are you? Are you a buyer or a borrower or both? 508-996-0500 or send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. But let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
I know you're a voracious reader, Mary. Do you prefer the library? Or do you prefer to buy the books?
I was just going to mention, because you mentioned the books. When it comes to books, I'm all about books. I could have them stuck to the ceiling and it wouldn't bother me at all. The only thing is, my apartment's too small to be doing that. They consider that a fire hazard, but I'm all about books. I've had so many in my lifetime, and believe me, they're very hard to part with. They are. I whittled it down to, I got maybe 20, 21 books that I just can't part with. All the rest, they're gone. But I'm certainly going to check that store out. This thing with the lottery. Now, I always thought they take like a third of your winnings. This is like half of the money now? Is that what they take?
Yeah, it's just about 50%, yeah.
That, why? I don't understand why.
Well, which do you mean, for the cash option or for the taxes?
Well, let me see. If I have to choose one, I mean, I'm getting older now, but still I think I would... You know, once you win that money, you do have the right. I mean, if you died after that, you're making a will when you first win. So if you're leaving the rest of your winnings to your family, they have to give it, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, because it is your money once you win it. So I guess maybe I would take the long road and see that my family would get something after I croak. But yeah, okay, so now it's over $1 billion. So they get to take half of that money. It just doesn't sound right.
Well, I mean, that's where the lottery goes to paying for things like, you know, roads and schools and all of that.
Yeah,
that's what it's for.
You know what? Because if nobody wins tomorrow night, of all the people that are playing all over the country, not one winning ticket is generated. I'm sorry. It was never like this a long time ago. Not like this. It's crazy.
Well, look at what the odds are of winning, though.
But it doesn't matter.
But it does.
There's so many people playing, and I play my own steady numbers for so many years, plus I get quick picks here and there. I have no trouble winning that gold ball at the end. I'm always getting that so many times. And I realized that this week around here, that gold ball is the number 23. It was Saturday, and it was last night. So that's unusual. I don't usually see it two in a row like that, the same number. I get $4 for that. So, and I had played it again. So now I got $4 again. Now I'm not going to play it a third time because what are the chances that I'm going to get that same gold ball number? No, that's not going to happen. I don't think so.
I just looked up the odds of winning Powerball on average are 1 in 292 million. So you would need 292 million people to buy a ticket for somebody to win. Obviously not exactly, but that's the general idea.
There's people buying them from all over the place and people that don't live even in the United States. So, I mean, it's all over when a jackpot's that big. And if you're a millionaire, you can afford to buy a million tickets, you know, and have a better chance. But you don't believe that the more tickets you buy, the better chance you have? Somebody always wins it. Now, how come they can win and I can't and you can't? But somebody always gets it.
Because, again, 1 in 292 million. That's why. That's a lot.
Well,
that's a lot of people.
My turn. I'm tired of waiting. I want it. Now, before my time's all gone, which I think it's gone, I heard you say you didn't want to run for office. And that you mean you wouldn't want to be the mayor of New Bedford?
No, that's way too much work.
I know it is.
You think I want to come on here and have to argue with people for an hour a week about the roads and everything else? No, no,
well,
no.
Well, believe me, I would be your main customer, buddy.
I believe it.
It's ruining my car. Come on. When they fix a big hole in the street, especially right out in front of my building, they're using such cheap materials because 2 weeks later, the hole is still there, bigger and better than it was before. So what are they using to fix the streets? I don't understand it.
I don't know. Is the work that they're doing a temporary fill or is it supposed to be a permanent fix?
That I don't know. But how many times? They've done it like 9 times since I've lived here. So how much more? That's one time a year average. I've been there 9 years. So come on. I mean, and I see some roads that are very well done that look very nice. And they seem to last out pretty good. I'm happy with them. So I choose those roads most of the time if I'm going that way. Well, so I'm going to check off that store. I didn't know that it was on the BSM. You said it, and I went and looked, and there it was.
Yeah, it's a nice little shop, and, you know, there's a lot of great thrift stores around the city. Like, you know, there's a lot of places that call themselves antique stores, but they're less about antiques. Sure, they've got antiques, but they're also, you know, kind of thrift stores, too. They've got a lot of little things in there that you wouldn't have looked for, mm-hmm. and I love getting lost in those stores for hours.
Yeah, and this is a nice one that you can bring books in and trade them, but see, I can't trade the ones I have right now. I can't do that. Those are mine until I croak.
No,
so
but
I'll have to go in there and buy. I'll buy something.
Yeah, but if you go in there and buy something, then you know you can bring those ones back and swap them out for something else.
That's a good idea. And look around, too. They got clothes and everything in there. It's nice.
Yeah, I've gotten some clothes in there. Some great stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
All right. Well, let me know how it turns out.
Don't forget your ticket for tomorrow.
I'll probably buy one. I bought one for Saturday, and I'm surprised I didn't win. So.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll get
one ticket of the ones that win, right? One ticket. You only need one. That makes me sick when I hear people say you only need one, but your chances are better if you have five.
I mean, but not really. It's such an infinitesimal.
But doesn't it make sense? It makes sense if you have more, you've got more chances.
If you have the money to spend on more, I wouldn't go out and spend your last $20 on it. But
no, but I only do that when it is like this, hitting the $1 billion mark. That's when I do it. I'll never get more than five. But normally, I don't play at all until it starts getting high. I learned a long time ago, you can't play all the time. I mean, Powerball is a 3-time-a-week game. Come on, that's ridiculous, too, right there. They're really getting rich, aren't they? Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
And you as
and,
well.
I'm going to check out that store. I'll let you know what happens.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep. Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. And that's the great thing about books, though, is they can have that kind of meaning to you where you just can't part with them. I have books that, you know, I've got in my box of books and a couple of boxes of books in storage. I'm like, well, I can't get rid of that one. Knowing that it's just sitting in a box in storage, when am I going to read it again? And I'm also not anti-ebook like some people are. I get it. I like having a book in my hands too, but I'm also practical. And if I'm going on an airplane and I want to read on the plane, it's a lot easier to read on my tablet that I can do a bunch of other things on as well than to put a bunch of things in my bag. You know, and to carry a book on my bag and all that stuff. That doesn't mean I won't buy a book in the airport. But I generally put things on the iPad and will utilize that because it's just easier. One of my favorite things to do, don't judge me on this, but throughout my life has always been to sit in a bathtub with a book. Now, this is one area where I will prefer an actual book to an ebook because I don't want to drop the iPad in the tub by accident. And I can tell you that many, 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 many times I would read in the tub and doze off and wake up with, oh, I just dropped the paperback in the tub. Whoops. So I wouldn't want to do that with the iPad. But that's how I got through every Stephen King book when I read them. You know, I got them as paperbacks, and we would go to the beach. I lived on a pond, up the street from a pond when I was a kid in Sandwich for a little while. We would go to the beach, swim in the pond. I would come home in the afternoon, probably be sunburnt, go soak in that hot tub to kind of alleviate the sunburn. I know it's weird, but it works. Reading a book. And, you know, my mom used to yell at me because I would fill the tub, drain it, fill it up again, drain it. Well, and just sitting there for hours, but that's how I read those books and I read probably 15 books that summer. But I probably dropped 15 books in the tub at some point too. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Say what you want, but don't.
welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. And we have all of your Fairhaven election results up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, as well as some other interesting stories, things that you're going to want to check out. I've got the story about the Treasure Hill Thrift Emporium and their book swap. But also, Barry has a couple of articles, including, speaking of politics, when Boston's Fenway Park hosted FDR's final campaign rally, and a very interesting story. He spoke with Tiny Tavares to find out which songs he wishes Tavares had recorded. And some of them might surprise you. Some of them you might say, oh, I could see Tavares covering that. I could see Tavares doing that song. So check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Got a Snapchat message from DSY. Says, I don't know if I missed it, but how was your trip over to TF Green yesterday? Totally fine. Super easy. Made it over there, no problem. Dropped off my friends. Left, no problem. Came back, no problem. Again, it was the middle of the day. It wasn't during rush hour, so that probably helped. But I always tell everybody, if you can fly out of TF Green as opposed to Logan, do it. Even if it means your ticket might be a little bit more. Because sometimes it's a little bit costlier to go through Providence because they don't have as frequent flights as Logan does. So if it costs you a little bit more, the convenience factor might be worth the $40 more you're going to pay for your ticket. Especially if you are parking. Because if you're going to park at Logan for a couple of days, you're looking at $50-$60 a day. You can go park at TF Green in a long-term lot, and it'll probably cost you $50-$60 for the whole time you're gone. That's when I went to New Orleans and then on a cruise from New Orleans. And when I came back, I had parked in the long-term lot. When I came back, I had a coupon that I got online. My total parking for the 10 days that I was gone came out to $13. Not a day, total, with the coupon and the special they had running and all of that stuff. So it makes a big difference. But it all depends on if you can get a flight to where you're going out of there. All right, well, now it is time for me to fly on over to the newsroom and hand things over to Phil Devitt, who has all of your headlines of the day.
Abortion will be on the ballot in Florida. The White House fires back over Transgender Visibility Day. And some things you should know ahead of next week's eclipse.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Florida Supreme Court ruled Monday that the state constitution does not protect abortion rights, a move that will soon trigger enforcement of some of the nation's strictest abortion rules. The decision reversed more than 30 years of precedent, which held that privacy laws protected a woman's right to end a pregnancy. The ruling means a law signed last year by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, which prohibits abortions after 6 weeks, will be enforceable in 30 days. The court, however, is also allowing a proposed constitutional amendment protecting abortion to go before voters in November. The White House is pushing back against Republican criticism aimed at President Biden for marking Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the president stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. The proclamation Sunday sparked outrage from conservatives, including former President Trump, Speaker Mike Johnson, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse for essential vessels and for clearing debris. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last week after it was struck by a cargo ship, killing 6 construction workers. The wreckage blocked a vital shipping lane in the port of Baltimore, one of the country's busiest ports. A federal judge is rejecting Hunter Biden's efforts to get criminal tax charges dismissed. More from Mark Mayfield.
Prosecutors last year accused the president's son of failing to pay his taxes, along with tax evasion and filing fraudulent forms. Biden's attorneys argued that the lead prosecutor, Special Counsel David Weiss, was acting vindictively and subject to a pressure campaign from Republicans. On Monday, Judge Mark Scarsi ruled those arguments didn't carry weight. Biden's lawyers have suggested they may appeal. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor has died. John Bernese with more.
Lou Conter died Monday in Grass Valley, California, according to his family. Conter was 18 when he enlisted in the Navy and was at his post on the morning of December 7, 1941, when Japanese bombers targeted the Arizona and dozens of other ships at port. After surviving the attack, Conter went to flight school and later flew with the Black Cats, the first U.S. version of a stealth bomber. Lou Conter was 102 years old. John Bernese, NBC News Radio.
Experts are warning people about fake eclipse glasses ahead of the stellar event on April 8th. Real eclipse glasses are specially made to block almost all visible light. And the American Astronomical Society warned the market is full of cheap knockoffs that could cause blindness. The society provided a list of reputable makers of eclipse eye protection at aas.org.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
Boston Celtics beat the Charlotte Hornets 118-104. They are at TD Garden to play the Oklahoma City Thunder on Wednesday. Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics at it again tonight at 9:40 after a 9-0 win for the Sox yesterday. And the Bruins in Nashville to play the Predators tonight at 8 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Great skies today from start to finish this morning, turning mostly cloudy, temperature around 40. As we head into the afternoon, conditions will begin to deteriorate, a slight chance of rain, and it'll only intensify as we head into the overnight hours. For Wednesday, the rain will begin to pick up once again, heavy at times as we head into the afternoon. Wednesday overnight rain, possible thunderstorm cannot be ruled out. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jose del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And you can also send in app chat messages on the WBSM app. And on, you can also send in open line voicemails too. Don't forget to have that app ready to go, because coming up in the next hour, we're going to have your first code to try to win cash on WBSM. We'll have codes every hour between 8 and 5. Well, through the 5 p.m. hour, there's a 5 p.m. code too. 10 chances every day to get that code and enter it in for a shot at winning $100. And then each time you do that, it's an entry to the grand prize of $30,000. So you just have to listen for the codes and then enter the codes in at WBSM.com or on the app where it says win cash. Not an app chat, not in emails. You got to go to where it says win cash. You click on that, you'll see a little grid that says, you know, Tuesday, 8 a.m. code, 9 a.m. code. So there's an individual box to enter in each code. That way there, they make sure that you've got it going in the right place. But your chance to win up to $30,000, imagine winning that grand prize. And to find out more, just check out the Win Cash page on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. It is brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. Got an app chat message here from John in New Bedford. It says, parking at Logan is $32 a day, not 50 plus. The economy lot is reasonable. Well, it all depends on where you park. If you want to park in the economy lot, which is where I usually park, usually I find that I can get a reservation in there for maybe 2 days before the flight. If I try to make the, you know, if for some reason I was thinking I was going to get a ride and then I don't, and I try to make a reservation that day, I can't get in the economy lot. I usually end up having to go to one of the more expensive lots. But the economy lot isn't like a bad option. Yeah, TF Green, the economy lot is, you know, a 5-minute bus ride. Just a smaller footprint of an area. It's going to take you a little bit longer than that if you park at Logan in the economy lot, but it's still, it's not crazy. But just know that you're probably going to be on the bus for, you know, 15 minutes or so. So plan that into your time. I know last time I was flying was, what, Michigan? No, I flew to Detroit, but I didn't park. The last time I parked at the airport was Michigan last year. And so when I got to Logan, I was cutting it really close. And I was like, oh, man, I hope I can make it there. Not that close. You know, I was probably like an hour, but it always makes me nervous, especially with how long it takes to go through TSA sometimes. I got to get the pre-check. I don't know why I just don't do the pre-check. I don't have anything. I don't bring anything with me, really. Outside of just some clothes, not a big deal. I should just do it. But anyway, the other part about parking at Logan and or any airport really is you got to be careful if you try to go online and get yourself discounted deals or doing some of those parking reservation apps, because so many of them are not legitimate, cannot be trusted. If you're going to make a parking reservation, I would suggest making it through Massport. Don't go to these other sites unless you know for a fact that it's a legitimate site, because so many of them are just scams. They reserve you a spot, you pay for it in advance, and then when you get there, there's no spot. Now, some of the hotels that are in the area or some of the larger businesses, they will actually let people rent out their spaces and they will utilize some of those apps to do that. But it's a crapshoot as to whether or not you are getting a legitimate parking space. And some of those, I saw them advertising for, you know, $8, $9 a day to park. Okay, that's a great deal if it's a legitimate site, and when I get there, there's actually a spot. I also considered, you know, in the past, doing the park and ride thing where you park at the old drive through in Braintree and then they bus you into Logan. I thought that might be a good alternative, and maybe I'll try that sometime, but I've just never done it. There's something to be said for coming back from any trip, no matter how long it is. Getting into the parking garage and getting into your own car. You know, and I don't know that I'd want to be on a 25-minute bus ride in between. I want to get to my car and just get home. But of course, the best course of option is always if you've got a friend that can drop you off, like my friend had yesterday. She had a friend willing to drop her off, but see, what you do is you bank the favor. I'll bring you to the airport in some time, you know, like the Godfather. One of these days I might need you to bring me to the airport. That day may never come, but if it does, you have to say yes. But you gotta have some airport ride etiquette. Don't give a friend a ride to Green and then tell them, you know, you need them to give you a ride to Logan because they owe you. It's not the same. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother, man. Here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Esther pulled my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate. Mr. Wendell, that's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.
And welcome back in. Some Arrested Development there. 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. Coming up in the next hour, we should be joined for a brief period by Lisa Gardner. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she is the author of the new book, Still See You Everywhere. It is the continuing story of her character that she has created, who is a missing person finder, Frankie Elkin. And this is a book that is already getting a lot of attention. And she just finished a tour of a variety of bookstores and book signings, including some here locally in Plainville, Mass. And South Kingstown, Rhode Island. So we will talk with Lisa Gardner coming up in the next hour. We were talking about books in general. We were talking about publishing, self-publishing versus working with a publisher. And we were talking about reading and whether or not people utilize the library versus wanting to buy books for themselves. And I don't know, maybe it's because as I've become an adult and I have money of my own and I say, well, I can buy that book if I want to read it. I don't need to go to the library to get it, that I've used the library less. But libraries are great. And you know what the library is really helpful for these days? Because as I said, I will read ebooks. Other people don't like to, but I do. And if I want a book and I don't want to wait for it to come in the mail, and even though, you know, with Amazon, you can usually get it the next day or the day after. But if I want to read something, you can go online with your library card and borrow the ebook. So you could be reading something within minutes without having to pay anything. And there's been many times that I've had to read things for, you know, a show coming up or something where I've said, well, hopefully they have it as an ebook from the library and checked it out that way. And you know what the best part about that is? You don't have to remember to return them. You do have to return them. You only get them for the same amount of time, but it just disappears. You don't have to actually go anywhere and bring anything back or remember to actually do anything. 508-996-0500. But the library is important for people to have access to books where they can't afford to buy them, even if it's going to the store and getting them for a couple of bucks each. You know, you want to read two or three books a week. That's going to cost you over the course of the year. But a place like, you know, the store that we featured in the story at WBSM.com and on the app, the Treasure Hill Thrift Emporium in New Bedford, at that store, they're letting you bring in three books a week and swapping them with something else. And it's not just about giving people access to the books. It's about seeing what people are interested in. Casey Lynn Tatro, the proprietor of Treasure Hill, she's a reader herself, and she likes to see what people are interested in. And then when you get to know the customer and what books they're interested in, then you see something and you say, hey, I'm going to put that aside for that person. When they come back in, I'm going to say, hey, I pulled this aside for you. And then that makes a connection with them more than just as a customer at a store, but as a fellow reader and fellow pursuer of knowledge. And sharing knowledge with others, like I do. How I share the knowledge of crispy, crunchy chicken at Gas Express at the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. Yes, I've been telling you about it, about how it's the best chicken in New Bedford. And so many of you have been coming back to me and saying, you're absolutely right, Tim. It is not greasy. It is crispy. It is crunchy. It is mildly Cajun spice, but not too spicy. They have it available as bone-in chicken or as boneless tenders that are huge boneless tenders. Very meaty. And of course, they also have that Cajun chicken sandwich. Plus, they're fantastic sides. Potato wedges, macaroni and cheese, jambalaya, beans and rice. And of course, their famous honey biscuits. People cannot get enough of those biscuits. So their motto is either you know how good it is or you just haven't tried it. And I say that that is absolutely true. Once you try crispy, crunchy chicken, you will agree with me. It is the best fried chicken in New Bedford. Hands down. It's fresh. It doesn't sit under a warmer for hours. They make it in small batches. You can get a 2-, 3-, 4-piece crunch box deal. You can get chicken individually. You can get a family meal. Just call ahead if you're going to do that so that they have time to prepare it. Because as I said, they don't leave it sitting around under the warmer. You can also get it through DoorDash, through GotChu, through Uber Eats. But of course, go in to Gas Express at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue. Get yourself some crispy, crunchy chicken and try it today. All right, caller, hang on. We will get to you. I just got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, let's take a...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.